This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with Gino Fea, the boys ice hockey coach at Swampscott High School. And Gino, congratulations to you and the team. 12-1 right now. That must feel pretty good.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's the team's very excited, off to a good start, and we just hope to continue the good play.
Well, now, did you expect to be at this point in the season with this kind of a record?
Well, I wouldn't sit back and say that I looked at it and said, yeah, we'll be 12-1, but it doesn't surprise me. I with the guys we have, the group we have a good, solid core, upperclassmen. I knew if we work hard, work as a team, that we could accomplish some things this year.
I know you last league game would have been the Danvers win, which was a big come-from-behind win, down 2-0 to win 3-2. Tell us about that game.
Yeah, that just showed a lot of character from our part. We got off to a kind of a slow start, and we put ourselves behind by two. But the guys just, they didn't give up, didn't quit, kept plugging at it, and we tied it up after two and were able to finish strong in the third period and get the win.
Is that something that's happened in previous games this year as well?
Well, this year we haven't found ourselves behind that much. So we played a lot of close games, which we haven't in the past. We've usually come up in the short end of those, but we've won a lot of tight one-goal, two-goal games. And this year we're just really bearing down defensively as a team and playing good.
Well, Gino, if you were to tell me a strength of this year's team, what would it be?
I would say the overall balance and really the team defense. We got great goaltending, but our D are really playing strong, but our forwards are also helping out defensively, so I think that's the key.
That's such a relief on the bench when your defense is playing well.
Yeah, I mean, we got four upperclassmen, two juniors, two seniors, have really been playing solid back there, and we can rely on them, so it's really good.
Well, I'm going to jump to the offense here for a second and have you mention a few names of Swampscott players, but where's the scoring coming from this year?
It's been spread out. We've got a pretty balanced scoring this year. Obviously, Lewis Oliveri's leading the team in points, and he's been one of our go-to guys the past three seasons. So Mike Johnson, of course, and he's finally back from an injury. Andrew Doves picked it up. Stevie Santanello, who is always a threat offensively. Andrew Dove, Brett Benoit, Thomas O'Keefe. I mean, they're all Kevin Lombard. And then our third line, the young guys, Connor Dunneman, Drew Oliveri, and Zach Elwell have been playing really well for us.
Now, I heard the third line was doing very well. Are some of them freshmen?
Yeah, two of them, Drew and Connor. And they're just, they're pesky players out there. They're good players. They know how to play. They don't stop, and they love to compete.
I think in watching hockey in particular, if you can get production out of freshmen, that's so huge at either the college or high school level.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. I mean, you don't expect it, but when you get it, it's a bonus. I mean, these guys are young. They're, not fully developed and don't have the speed and strength of the upperclassmen, but these guys bring a lot of energy to the team, and they're fun to watch.
And now to the defense and goaltender. Can you tell me more about those guys?
Well, we have David Peterson and Emery Wallerscheid, who are two seniors, four-year players, and they play together along with juniors Jack Posca and Dom Cottespotti. And both groups work well with each other. They all have different strengths that they bring to the table, but really they're just playing really solid back there, and that's a big part of our success.
Now, you have a little bit of time off here, I guess, before your next game, which would be Monday against Gloucester.
Yes.
I know you know, as a coach, you're looking to the Gloucester game and not too far beyond, but what else is ahead on the schedule for you guys moving ahead?
Then we kind of have another week off. No, actually, we have Revere, another league game right after the Gloucester game.
Yeah.
And then we'll have Lynn the following Monday. So we're getting back into our division play, the South Division, so it's a real important part of the season.
Gino, anything else you want to mention about your team and really a great start you've had so far this year?
No, I'm just really happy the way they're playing, and hopefully we continue to build on this and we don't take things for granted and don't get content. We want to keep the team hungry and hope we can improve for tournament play.
Exactly. One last question. Who else is coaching with you this year?
Mike Delisio. He's been with me for this 17 years. I've been the head coach, and he's been with me from day one. Couldn't ask for a better guy. And then we have J.J. Doherty, who works with our goalies.
A couple of keeping it in town here with you.
Yeah, all Swampscott alumni, so all committed to the program. looking to do what's best for the kids.
Gotcha. All right, Gino, great talking with you. And again, congratulations. Best of luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay. Gino Fea, the ice hockey coach, boys ice hockey coach at Swampscott High School. I'm Bill Newell here at MSO News Sports.